So the big question is this: how can you get from point A, living a life of constant struggle, going through the motions as if you're just breathing to death, thinking that this is as good as my life will ever get, to point C, where you are living the life that you dream about, living life on your terms, full of quality health and happiness, where you have reached your true potential? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Austin Blanchfield, and welcome to Your One Lifestyle. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, my One Lifestyle family. Austin Blanchfield coming at you with podcast episode number 26. And guess what? It's the holiday season. Woo! I hope you had an awesome Thanksgiving. I sure did. Lots of food, lots of family. It was wonderful. And just speaking about the holidays, I just want to go into this concept of giving, because it is such an awesome thing to be able to give. And how important that is, how much you should be able to value that, because the more that you are going to give, the more that you are going to receive. Plain and simple. And the biggest thing with that is you don't go in giving expecting to receive. You just give to give because it feels great. It's very fulfilling. And ultimately, somehow, some way, because of your giving, you will receive. And whether that's, you know, giving more love, end up receiving more love, giving more thanks, you'll end up receiving more thanks. Giving, even when it comes to wealth as well. Giving wealth away, giving money away to some sort of good cause. Somehow, some way, you're going to receive, may not be in money, but it may be in something else. You're going to receive tenfold because of your giving. And so I just wanted to touch on that because it is such an important thing when it comes to your journey in your life and being able to live your true one lifestyle. The more selfless that you are in the act of giving, the better your life is going to be, the more fulfilled you're going to be, the more happy, the more content, the more, gosh, I guess the best word is fulfillment. You will receive a lot of fulfillment whenever you give and you start being more selfless. And what's incredible too, I talk a lot about how, you know, in your journey, there's certain aspects where you have to be selfish, right? Like you have to take care of yourself. You have to put yourself first in many situations so then you can be more selfless. It almost sounds like an oxymoron, right? Like the more selfish you are, the more selfless you can be. Like selfish and selfless are completely opposites, right? But in certain ways, when you are selfish in a healthy aspect, in a healthy way, you're able then to be able to do more, be more, to give more, and to be more of that selfless person that you truly want to be and that we all should be. And I guess the biggest way, like looking at my situation, to be able to relate this concept to is when I don't take care of myself, when I do not put my health first, and when I don't put myself first in many situations, my health suffers, and I put it on, you know, like putting it on the back burner, like I talk about in some of these episodes. Instead of putting it on the front burner, putting it on the back burner, not taking care of myself, not taking care of my health, not putting myself first, what happens is my health slowly starts to become more affected every single day in a negative way. Every day it gets worse, it gets worse, it gets worse, to the point to where I have no option but to not even go into work, like just stay at home, be sick, like with my health and ulcerative colitis, like be next to a toilet, like 24/7 in case I have to go to the bathroom, like, and then being in a lot of pain, losing a lot of weight, not being able to be the father that I can be for my daughter, Avery. And then also not being able to be at work to take care of practice members in the office, or being able to do this with you, these podcasts and the coaching, being able to provide value. So when you stop taking care of yourself, you put your health on the back burner, you lose the ability to be more selfless. So the more you can be selfish in a healthy way, you can be able to give more, you can be able to be more, you can be able to do more, so that you can be more selfless, so that you can give. Like this holiday season, it's all about giving. It's all about cheer, happiness, being thankful for family, being thankful to be here on this planet, especially with Christmas, because of Jesus Christ. And just be thinking about that during this holiday season, obviously, is the season of giving. And the more that you can still be able to focus on yourself, when I mean focus on yourself in a healthy way, I'm really talking about health in general, because health is your number one asset. Without it, we wouldn't be here, right? We wouldn't be here. And there's five components to health. There's the spiritual component, there is the mental, emotional component, social component, chemical component, and physical component. So those five components make up health. And so when you're able to focus on all five of those, you're able to give more. So during this holiday season, don't forget about yourself and taking care of yourself and your health, especially like this last episode, I talked about the three T's, right? Thoughts, traumas, and toxins. And sometimes we can get carried away on the toxins during the holiday season, right? All of the desserts, the goodies. So just be sure to take care of yourself, take care of your body, take care of your health during this holiday season. Don't forget about that. So then you can give more, you can be more, you can have a lot more fulfillment, more energy to be able to truly be the person you were meant to be, that you were destined to be, that you're designed to be. Okay. So that is my message. Real quick podcast this morning. If you enjoyed it, be sure to like, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. Tell your friends, tell your family, you know, just don't forget about yourself this holiday season. Like, it is all about giving and being there with family, with others, and having an amazing, wonderful, cheerful holiday experience, holiday season. But don't forget about yourself. Take care of your health, so that you can truly be all that you can be for your family, that you can be there fully during this holiday season. So yeah, if you liked it, share it with friends and family. Put this on your page, your Facebook wall, share it to any of your social media. That would be awesome. That'd be greatly appreciated. And there is also, that's the biggest way to support. Pretty soon I'll be putting up a support link for like a donation. If you would like to donate to this podcast, you're more than welcome to. I'm here pretty soon going to be releasing some interviews that I am super excited about. I've interviewed a few people, a few very incredible, amazing people that provide a lot of value, have been through a lot in their life, to be able to get to where they're at when it comes to achieving their one lifestyle. So you will get some insight, some wisdom, some a little bit of exclusive access to how it is to achieve your one lifestyle and how these other people have done it, different tips that they can provide for you so that makes it much easier for you to get there, okay? So that's coming in the near future. So like I said, I'm going to put support this podcast, kind of a link for a donation. So then that way I can be able to provide a lot more better value for you with these episodes when it comes to especially even the interviews. So just keep an eye out for that, because that will be, like I said, coming in the future here pretty soon. And next episode, I will talk about the GAP, which is genetic adaptive potential. And I mentioned that in my last episode and the three T's that I was going to talk about that. But I really wanted to hit on this with the holiday season because of, you know, just had Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's awesome. And Christmas is awesome as well because it is the season of giving and family and cheer and love and happiness and all that good, fun, loving, warm heart stuff. So, yeah, I'll catch you on the next episode where I'll talk about the gap. And I hope you had an awesome Thanksgiving. You're going to have an amazing rest of the day, rest of your week. And yeah, catch you later. You are awesome. You know that? I just want to thank you for being on this episode to living your one lifestyle. And remember, you're just one lifestyle away. You are just one step from living life on your terms. From living the life that you dream about, full of quality health, full of happiness. Go to onelifestyle.com. That's W-O-N lifestyle.com to get started today. My name is Austin Blanchfield. Thank you so much, and I will see you next time.